Jack Mort dies beneath the wheels of the same subway, that fabled A-train, which took Odetta's legs 15 or 16 years before. No great loss there. And for the first time in untold years, Roland of Gilead is no longer alone in his quest for the Dark Tower. Cuthbert and Elaine, his lost companions of yore, have been replaced by Eddie and Susanna. But the gunslinger has a way of being bad medicine for his friends. Very bad medicine indeed. The Wastelands takes up the story of these three pilgrims on the face of Midworld, some months after the confrontation by the final door on the beach. They have moved some fair way inland. The period of rest is ending, and a period of learning has begun. Susanna is learning to shoot, Eddie is learning to carve, and the gunslinger is learning how it feels to lose one's mind a piece at a time. One further note, my New York readers will know that I have taken certain geographical liberties with the city. For these, I hope I may be forgiven. A heap of broken images, where the sun beats, and the dead tree gives no shelter, the cricket no relief, and the dry stone no sound of water, only there is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow in the morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. T.S. Eliot, The Wasteland. If there pushed any ragged thistle stalk above its mates, the head was chopped. The bents were jealous else. What made those holes and rents in the dock's harsh swarth leaves, bruised as to balk all hope of greenness? 'Tis a brute must walk, pashing their life out with a brute's intents. Robert Browning, Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came. "What river is it?" inquired Millicent idly. "It's only a stream. Well, perhaps a little more than that. It's called the Waste."
"Is it really?"
"Yes," said Winifred.
"It is."
Robert Aikman, Hand in Glove. Book One, Jake. Fear in a Handful of Dust. 1. Bear and Bone. 1. It was her third time with live ammunition, and her first time on the draw from the holster Roland had rigged for her. They had plenty of live rounds. Roland had brought back better than 300 from the world where Eddie and Susanna Dean had lived their lives up until the time of their drawing. But having ammunition in plenty did not mean it could be wasted. Quite the contrary, in fact. The gods frowned upon wastrels. Roland had been raised first by his father and then by Court, his greatest teacher, to believe this, and so he still believed. Those gods might not punish at once, but sooner or later the penance would have to be paid. And the longer the wait, the greater the weight. At first there had been no need for live ammunition anyway. Roland had been shooting for more years than the beautiful brown-skinned woman in the wheelchair would believe. He had corrected her at first simply by watching her aim and dry fire at the targets he had set up. She learned fast. Both she and Eddie learned fast. As he had suspected, both were born gunslingers. Today, Roland and Susanna had come to a clearing less than a mile from the camp in the woods, which had been home to them for almost 2 months now. The days had passed with their own sweet similarity. The gunslinger's body healed itself while Eddie and Susanna learned the things the gunslinger had to teach them. How to shoot, to hunt, to gut and clean what they had killed. How to first stretch, then tan and cure the hides of those kills. How to use as much as it was possible to use so that no part of the animal was wasted, how to find north by Old Star or south by Old Mother, how to listen to the forest in which they now found themselves 60 miles or more northeast of the Western Sea. Today Eddie had stayed behind, and the gunslinger was not put out of countenance by this. The lessons which are remembered the longest, Roland knew, are always the ones that are self-taught. But what had always been the most important lesson was still most important. How to shoot, and how to hit what you shot at every time. How to kill.